This is Maine Things Considered. I'm Tom Porter. Well, as we just heard in the newscast, thousands of runners are converging on Cape Elizabeth tomorrow for one of Maine's biggest sporting events, the Beach to Beacon 10K. Athletes from all levels, all backgrounds, and from all over the globe are taking part. One pair of runners who plan to cross the finish line together are local residents Darvid Swift from Freeport and Patty Blankenship of South Portland. What's unusual about them is that Darvid is only able to run the race because Patty donated one of her kidneys to him last year. They're both with me in the studio. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
So, Patty, you've run this before, haven't you, a few times?
I have. This is my fourth time. Mm.
And, David, this is your first time, right?
Yes.
And it's all thanks to Patty. Just to explain briefly what the situation is, if you could.
Yes. Well, last year when I watched her run the Beach to Beacon, I was probably right at the peak of my sickness, my chronic kidney disease, and I went to go watch her on the sidelines. And after the race, we made a pact that after she gave me my kidney, that I would, once I got healthy and fit enough, that I would run with her the next following year.
So she agreed to give you one of her kidneys.
Yeah, only she, so he would run with me.
Yeah, he needed a running partner that badly.
Yeah.
So you're suffering from a degenerative kidney disease with an unpronounceable name.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. The acronym I know is MPGN. It's a chronic kidney disease, and it's hereditary, and there's no known cure.
Mm. So what kind of shape were you in last year?
Let's see. I was normally I'm 145 pounds. When I went to go watch her, I was probably 109 pounds. I was very pale, and I had very low energy because of my very thin blood and just overall lack of health.
Your kidneys were getting less efficient each year that went by. You were saying you're on 11% capacity. They were working at 11% of their capacity.
Correct. Each kidney was, that's between both kidneys.
Yeah.
It was 11%. So, yeah.
And Patty, why did you decide to do this? What was the chain of events that led you to do this? Because you didn't know David that well, did you?
I didn't know David at all when I decided. But I know his mom. I worked with his mother, and I had then run into her when I had started a new position at Maine Medical Center. And at that time learned that David was sick. And I don't know, seeing a mom that couldn't do anything to help her child. I mean, she knew that he was going to need a kidney. They knew that that was going to be happening. And at that time, I just thought, well, maybe I could do that. What do you need to do that? That was my first thought. And then it was many months later before things
When did the actually operation happen?
It was August 8th of 2012.
Okay.
Oh, 2013. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2013. So when you ran the race, you knew that it was your last one with two kidneys, Patty.
I put the race into the schedule so that I could do the race. And then 5 days later, we went down and had the surgery.
Now, David, you're obviously feeling a lot better. You look very well.
I feel back to normal where I did before the symptoms took over and I was really ill. I feel back to normal mentally and physically.
You have one healthy kidney, which is really giving you all you need, and two
need.
Diseased ones, which are kind of withering away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patty, having one kidney, are you running as fast?
Oh, well, now you're going to put all this pressure on me. I haven't trained as well.
Yeah.
It's not affecting it in
you feel
any
the
way
same.
Whatsoever. Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of people that are born with one kidney.
Mm.
The other kidney takes over. So I'm doing just fine.
And you're a living donor, obviously.
I tend to think of
kidney donors as coming from dead people.
Mm-hmm.
But living donors, are they rare?
I don't know the statistics. I know that it's becoming more and more.
I would say it's very infrequent, very, very infrequent.
But it's better for the recipient to have a living donor. If anyone wants to donate a kidney, it'd be
very... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It lasts longer.
Right. The longevity of the kidney is much greater than getting it from a cadaver.
Right.
And
which I don't want to dissuade from anybody from being an organ donor, on their driver's license or anything, but it is different coming from a living donor.
Okay. And David, just to explain, you're adopted originally from Colombia.
Correct.
You came when you were a kid, which is why your parents didn't have the right blood group.
Right.
They couldn't give you their kidneys, so you had to find a donor. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
And you're running together. Are you running together tomorrow?
We are. We're going to be running side by side.
Yeah? You're going to stick together for the whole race?
We're going to stick together.
Well, thanks to you both for coming in and sharing this remarkable story with us, and good luck with the run tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Tom.